Chlorine and cement manufacturers are the targets of two new emission control efforts proposed by EPA, and the House has passed a bill that could pump billions into the environmental industry. Today is June 6, 2008, the 64th anniversary of D-Day, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA announced this week it has completed a study to better characterize fugitive mercury emissions from chlorine manufacturers. The study focused specifically on those that use mercury cell technology. According to a recent press release, there are currently five such facilities nationwide, averaging mercury emissions of just 0.2 tons per year per facility. The agency wants these groups to take additional steps to prevent mercury emissions. EPA would require plants not already monitoring mercury emissions to do so. Also, a plant would be required to perform so-called work practices, such as implementing an inspection program for equipment problems, leaking equipment, liquid mercury accumulations, and spills. EPA said it will accept comments for 60 days after the notice is published in the Federal Register. Coming up, manufacturers of Portland cement might have to reduce their SO2, NOx, and particulate emissions. And $7 billion is earmarked for environmental improvements in the nation's grade schools. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA on Wednesday announced that it's proposing to reduce air emissions from certain Portland cement plants. The proposed amendments would require affected, new, modified, or reconstructed process units to meet emission limits for particulate matter, SO2, and NOx. The agency is also proposing improved monitoring and testing requirements for existing sources, which EPA said should result in lower levels of emissions. Over the next 5 years, according to EPA, the proposed standards should reduce the combined emissions of particulates, SO2, and NOx emissions by more than 42,000 tons per year. EPA is also announcing that it's developing a dynamic economic model for the cement industry, which would analyze emission reduction strategies for multiple pollutants while taking into account plant-level economic and technical factors. The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation Thursday that will provide nearly $7 billion in grants to America's K-12 schools to go green. The bill is called the 21st Century Green High-Performing Public School Facilities Act, or H.R. 3021. Sponsored by Democratic Representative Ben Chandler of Kentucky, the bill aims to help schools become more energy efficient and healthier. According to Chandler, the legislation will allow the Secretary of Education to distribute funds to K-12 school districts according to a need-based formula, and to make them more energy efficient, healthy, and high-performing. Funding can be used for asbestos removal services, energy efficiency improvements, lead abatements, and technology upgrades. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.